Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We are back. We are ready to rock and roll. Not ideal timing, and I apologize about that there, Michael.
Don't apologize to me. There's nothing to apologize for. There's nothing to apologize for, Bob.
Okay.
Well, you said for whatsoever.
Well, because he said that he gave out the Penn State game a few days ago, and now we're starting right at the Penn State game.
That's fine.
But
business
I just threw it out.
Business
right.
First.
That's
work
right.
First, play later. That's what I always
I was trying to accommodate Joey D, who was on the Pacific time.
That's very nice. Very nice.
Joey D.
We're going to be done by the time the game starts. You've already given the pick, Mike.
No, the game starts. The game starts.
Don't
now,
tell him that. Don't tell him that.
Oh, I think he's fine. He's sitting. Are you
he's
sitting?
No,
it looks like he's sitting in like a doctor's office.
He's coupled,
got all his
coupled,
credentials.
Coupled
it looks like he's got all his credentials behind him there, Joe. Looks like you have your law degree, your doctorate, everything behind you.
I think it's Cornell University.
I would go with that background every time because it makes you look very astute.
Well, no, that's an Airbnb if I've ever seen one. That's got Airbnb written all over it. Is that an Airbnb?
Cornell University. I got a chartered financial analyst and CPA. Yeah, I come extremely lauded, highly lauded.
Yeah.
Think about that guy now. I mean, that guy's killing it. And now he's got a house that he's renting out. Like, that guy's really doing things.
Bob,
right.
It's amazing he leaves that on the
41st
wall,
floor, Bob. You would, if you go on the balcony, Bob, your fear of heights, you would pass out.
I would stay away from that balcony. I don't like that.
41st floor, D.
Do you know my biggest fear? I've told Joe this. My biggest fear is a hot air
spiders?
Balloon. No, I'll take a spider any day.
No, you hate snakes.
A hot air balloon, dude.
Hot air balloon or snakes? What's worse?
A hot air balloon for sure.
Snakes and a hot air balloon.
Good thing about a hot air balloon is like, the thing is like you may run into a snake per chance. Like that could happen. Like you're on the golf course. You could run into a snake. That's very likely. You're never going to just magically go onto a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
By
Do you know that I once considered like doing a proposal on a hot air balloon?
I think that's one of the most ridiculous.
I think that's as on brand as it would have been.
Yeah.
I can so see him in a fucking
I feel like that'd be
bro,
one of the most romantic
hit me
things
up. He
you
runs
could ever
a hot
do.
Air balloon company.
He's a big
set
fan of the show.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think it would be extremely romantic if I'm being honest. Like, you're soaring into the sunset on a hot air balloon.
It very well may be, but I get the fear like Bob has. Like, what if like an eagle accidentally like flies into that thing with his big fucking talons and he just fucking pops it?
Well, he doesn't see it. He's going to fly into it.
I don't know. But there's got to be blind birds out there. That'd be a blind bird out there.
I feel like if a bird was blind, it wouldn't survive.
What kind of water is that, Bob?
No, this guy, the Saratoga Springs.
Oh, they sent over a nice, package. Man, what? What's wrong with that?
Nothing, man. Nothing.
What? It's a good water.
He's drinking Poland Spring.
I did a video on it. They sent it, but just one of the better waters in the game, if not the best water in the game.
Does it compare
to Saratoga? No. Is that glass? Is that a glass bottle?
It's a glass.
Yeah.
It's like really an good. Ivory purple bottle, too. Yeah.
To be honest,
nice color.
It's like a Jersey Mike sub in the sense of there's not enough water in there. You don't get fulfilled. I have to get a second bottle. You know what I mean? Same way I got to get a second sub.
I got
to
be honest. I had a Jersey Mike sub yesterday.
Talk to me about that.
The regular. Regular size, but I did double meat. I had the turkey provolone on whole wheat, double meat. I got to tell you, it was the perfect amount. It was the regular size. It was the perfect amount.
Well, whole wheat's kind of trash bread, man. It's
like
healthy.
I didn't want to eat the regular bread. I don't like the regular bread. I prefer the whole wheat, honestly.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't like the white bread, dude.
The rosemary's good. To me, wheat tastes...
They didn't have the rosemary option. It was gluten-free, regular, or wheat. That was it.
Well, I will say, though, Mikey, the double meat changes a lot, I think. I think if you got a regular sub, I don't think it would fulfill your
appetite.
No,
I have to get the double. But I got to say, it was like, the giant is obnoxious, bro. The giant...
Of course.
Like... it's like a party sub.
Yeah. It's too
much. There's a guy, I'm not going to call him out, but there's a guy, and not the guy you're going to think of, Mikey. There's a guy who runs a deli on TikTok and Instagram. Not the guy you're thinking of. No, and this guy makes all these.
Is this the Aki way?
No, I'm not calling this guy out because I like him a lot and I love his page. But all the sandwiches he makes look terrible. And he raves about it. He's like, I'm not going to get into it.
Terrible in the sense that, like, there's not enough going on, or terrible that it's, like, too much going on, or... the structure doesn't look
question.
Right. Too small.
Structure doesn't look right.
Bob,
it doesn't
don't
look
judge a book by its cover, Bob.
I know, but usually you got a pretty good eye for that. And Dave, by the way, I would bet you judge a whole lot of books by there.
That's preposterous.
I would bet you that the D-man judges every book. No,
judge
by
a couple
cover.
Books by their cover in his day, Bob.
Oh, for sure.
Not when it comes to food. I don't judge
food.
Yeah,
food, we don't discriminate, Joseph. We don't discriminate. With...
Listen, I'll actually say some of the best meals I've had have been in the most dingy mom and pop, like,
that's
back,
correct.
Like,
that's
like,
a great
you
call.
Know, yeah.
That's
some of
a
those
great
places,
call.
Like especially Chinese restaurants, they could be a dump and they're the best food you're
going to
find.
Chinese more so than any Chinese. Cuisine, I think.
Bob, do you remember the place I used to send you pics from work, the lunches with the chicken
yes.
cutlet platters
yes.
with like the fresh mozzarella and
yeah,
the peppers
what's that
all
place
on like
up
a plate?
To? Yeah.
So they sold it.
Oh,
so, like, but that's that place that Joe's talking about. It was like two stoves in a shithole shit box in the middle of Newark. With like two old grandmas cooking on the stove, legitimately two old Italian ladies, and they finally sold it because the one lady was getting, you know, really old. Like she couldn't do
I
it.
Remember
anymore.
Mikey put a story up, he was devastated.
Oh, bro.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he
because,
put up a whole
bro,
thing.
You know where you go anywhere now for $8? For $8 and you get like three chicken cutlets, fresh mozzarella, peppers, prosciutto, a piece of bread. Like
yeah.
You could eat like a king for $8. But like Joe said, it was a dingy dump that no one really outside of the area knew about. It was just a neighborhood.
That's the best
spot.
Thing too, because you don't have you don't have all these other people flooding the spot. So it becomes like your
That's
own
true.
Personal little spot.
That's
you
true
what,
also.
You know what Jet did to me yesterday? Just fucking stone cold, dude. And he felt really bad, but like, I just don't get how you make that mistake. We went to a steakhouse last night. And we always do the 50-50 split, which he gets an entree, I got an entree, we split it, which I do all the time now. So I got a hamburger, he got the steak. So the hamburger comes, I cut the hamburger immediately, right down the pipe, hand him the hamburger. We're 10 minutes into the meal, into since the entree's come, and I'm like, he hasn't given me any of the steak yet, and he's cutting, eating the hamburger, cutting, eating. I'm like... This guy's not going to give me any of
Did you
the
say
steak.
Something?
I didn't because I wanted to talk about it the next day if he didn't pull through with it.
You're so sick, dude.
So
as
Bob's
hungry
mind
as,
is, yeah,
as hungry as I was, I kept thinking, like, I know you're hungry, but just like this is good to talk about if he doesn't do it. He never gave me a single bite. And I was like, Jet, you know we were supposed to split that. He felt awful.
What kind of steak was it?
I
he
can
also,
tell you what it was. I
no,
bet you.
No, he fucked up. He told, and I tried to talk him out of it.
Their normal Delmonico ribeye is what they always get.
Well, a ribeye is the go-to, I would say, always at a steakhouse. But was that what he got? No.
And if not, we go with the strip. This jerk off has no regard for if you're splitting entrees, both sides get to choose what they want. He wanted the skirt steak at a steakhouse.
That's the worst cut of steak, man.
Now
it's I will
got
say,
I had a skirt steak last
it's
night.
Good for sandwiches.
Delicious.
It's good for
it's
sandwiches.
It's like a flank steak, really right? Good. It's the same thing. It's,
yeah.
It's a tender but like, cut, but it's not like the scrap ends.
Bob, do you know the place we ate before UFC in Newark? That place with the bar we
oh,
ate with
yeah,
your dad.
Yeah, yeah, you raved
that
about that.
That skirt steak is they like the Portuguese restaurants. The Portuguese their skirt steak is just it's unfucking believable how good they make this with the chimichurri.
Yeah.
It's so
oh, you got to do chimichurri. Maturing,
but
man.
Yeah. But for Jet, that strip steak's not really a steak to be shared.
No, it's,
that's not a sharing
no,
steak.
No, it's not.
That's like
no.
a butcher
was
steak.
Was there an
the
established conversation before the order that there was going to be a split, or did you assume, Bob?
No, 100% conversation. And then I even tried, I said to the waiter, I said,
I find that hard to believe.
We should ask him to get his point of view just to make sure. I feel like sometimes Jet gets.
Yeah, and by the way, you can call him now because he's so hot with bets right now that he's on top of the world.
I heard he just can't lose.
I to be honest, I think he'll understand it. Hey, Yams, quick question.
Yeah. You put him on speaker.
Yeah. He's on there.
He is.
Last night, did you know going into the order that we were splitting our dishes?
Yeah, I did, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going hand up. You're going full hand up.
My mind, I was thinking about a lot of different things that I just started eating, and I looked up and all the food was gone.
He blacked out.
So it's cracking up. But another question for you. Don't you think, like, you saw me trying to talk you off of the skirt steak? Don't you think I should have had some say in what steak came out?
No, because you ordered the burger. I ordered the steak.
Right. Correct, but we were splitting it, so I made sure that you wanted the hamburger before anything.
Oh, but I thought I think I was in a you're right. Now that you say that, I'm thinking back. I must have thought I was just ordering for myself because I wouldn't have if you were like, I don't want the skirt steak. I would have been like, okay, let's get something else. I don't know right. what I
do. Well, do you remember me talking to the waiter, trying to get the waiter to join up with me to talk you out of the skirt steak?
But you always ask the waiter. First of all, if you ask a waiter if something's good, yes. So that's what happened. You said, hey, is the skirt steak good? And the guy said, yeah, if you don't eat it, I will. So it's true. Me, that's the basic thing. Order the skirt steak or I'm fired.
Okay. So
yeah, I forgot. That's on me.
Okay. So full hand up. And how was that skirt steak?
It was awful.
Okay.
Was awful.
All right.
You lucked out. Now, can we move on to bigger and better things real quick? I like Penn State.
Okay. Oh! Well, okay, don't doubt.
I'm on Penn State. I'm a Nittany Lion today.
We're all.
Tell the boys I say hello, and I'll be in the cave the rest of the day.
We'll see you in a bit.
Wow, look at him go.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, and also good for him. Just full hand up, and that's fine. But I really, like, in the parking lot, I was like, hey, I'm going to go grab something for dinner if you want to join me, like, when we were leaving. He felt terrible. It was terrible.
The fact that you did have the conversation that you were going to split the meals and he just kept eating is incredible. It's just incredible. I have a lot on my mind, he says. It's a busy guy, man. Yeah, busy guy.
Not that busy. Not busy enough to do that.
Well, he was thinking about Notre Dame is what he was thinking about. That's what he was thinking about.
He rolled last night.
Yo, they look good, man.
Friday night.
Mikey, he is on a hot streak. I've never seen a guy win so much money in such a short span of time. Now, it's
really good.
That's kind of horrifying, too, though.
It is. Because you know what I'm doing? I'm just waiting for him to lose that first bet. Because once he does, I fade every – because I think he's going to have a collapse of all collapses.
Well, don't
after
say
this.
That, Bob. You don't
yeah, we can't Joe, root for the young man's unraveling.
No, we won't, but you know – we're at UFC.
Why not just hope that he continues to be hot and just ride his picks?
I am. I'm riding. Good. But
Mikey, this guy went on to UFC, didn't have a clue who was fighting, picked five randoms with three massive upsets in a parlay and hit everything.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you could just blindly toss the darts at the board and they're just gonna stick. I mean, it happens. I mean, that's gambling. That's gambling. Good for Jet, though. If anybody is due a hot streak, man,
yeah,
like for all the flack and the fade Jet shit, he I'm glad he's getting his comeuppance.
I'll tell you right now, he had a bet on a UFC bet where it was the last leg to my parlay, it was the last leg to his. I could have won 2,000, he could have won 7,000. I was pulling like crazy for his guy. I really was. Genuinely wanted his guy to win. We missed you at the UFC, but again, like you said, and I got such a kick out of it, and it's true. That's such like a guy who doesn't have a family call to make, like to call you 2 days before and just be like, well, you want to go to Tampa?
The most casual text ever. He's like, yeah. Michael, are you busy Saturday? I'm
Michael?
Like, I'm like, no. This was like Wednesday. I'm like, no. He's like, I'm thinking like, oh, he's around here. Like he's around the area.
Yeah,
like,
that would make sense.
Want to come on down to Tampa for UFC? I was like, yeah, bro. I'm on the next flight. Hold on, Holly. You got the kids, babe. You got it. You got it.
We're at UFC. Okay. Obviously, we saw Judge. Everything that was really cool. Joey D is getting, we're getting really into it. We're having a lot of fun. The bets are hitting.
Right.
Everything's going great. It's really into it.
Uh-oh.
Two girls are fighting,
matter,
okay?
Joe.
So Cutsy, you know how loud Cutsy is, all right? So two girls are fighting. Cutsy, just like, something just came
Wait, wait,
up.
Wait, wait, wait. Time out. Two girls are fighting, like, in the UFC,
in,
like a fight.
In the cage,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
in the
okay,
octagon.
okay, okay,
So,
okay.
so Cutsy, out of nowhere, dude, and like, in his defense, as loud as it was, the arena just kind of went quiet, and Cutsy just goes, "Come on, you fucking bitch!"
No,
and
I
we
don't.
Go,
Oh,
we go,
man.
Whoa!
That's not what I said, Bob.
We go.
That's not what you said.
What did you say?
I said, wake up, you dumb bitch. Because listen, she was a minus.
Not
minus
so sure
1,
that's
000,
much better, Joe.
Minus
worse,
1,000 favorites. Minus 1,000 favorites. She was grabbing the girl's leg. She wasn't even trying to fight, Mike.
So even my dad was like, we're all cheering, and then we hear that, and everybody down the line just goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then Gutsy turns and he goes, Bob, she's a minus 1,000 favorite. I said, Joe, it has nothing to it has
I did put my hand
to.
Up.
And then he went hand up. He did, but it came out of nowhere and it was.
I mean, listen, you're watching people beat the shit out of each other. It's a gladiatorial, like, just a carnage. And it's like, I'm, you know, God forbid somebody calls someone a bitch in the midst of someone, two people trying to kill one another.
Well, I think the issue would be like, if you had called the man a bitch, no one's going to say anything, but that's a derogatory female term. So I think that's going to cause.
Yeah,
but the
I know.
Problem
I realized,
is that
I was not, way too loud.
When you get caught in like one of those things where it's like Bob said, like if it comes to a lull and it's just bad timing, like that does make it a lot funnier. Like that makes it really funny. Like, but it also makes
it
extremely awkward.
Would it make you a little bit more understanding to say that I was hitting the clouds at a magnitude of epic proportions at that rate?
But don't blame the clouds.
But Bob, at that point, when I'm in the clouds, dude, it's just like
a day. But then we have to keep you out of the public eye if you're in the clouds. Because we can't have that. There was fans.
The liability,
behind.
Bob. He's bro, a liability.
Will you say after that I was well behaved after that, though? I did tone it down.
I'm going to say this. If you compare that story to the Clippers story where he's lipping off, the old guy was lipping him off.
Yeah, that guy was lipping me
himself
off.
With his kid or whatever. I think that this is more socially acceptable than what that was. Because that's an attack on a human being, like another fan with his kid.
I was not attacking that guy.
You hear what I'm saying, Bob? Like,
I was
Joe's yelling at
general.
The competitors.
Right.
He's yelling at the competitors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think
the Clippers thing is worse, personally.
But I wasn't yelling at that Clippers fan.
Well,
I was yelling at
that. That's
enough
for a conversation.
That's all.
You could ask Frankenheimer.
We did ask
Frankenheimer. We had him on the show, you know? He's got his version, you have yours. I respect that. I do.
I was swearing in general because the players were screwing up.
But the guy was,
once...
but for the record, the guy was lipping you off.
At the end, he lipped me off.
Yes. Okay.
Here's what I think happened. Frank and I were even said, I think you weren't going at the guy. You were screaming at the Clipper game, but you were using such profanities that,
this guy was offended.
With that, this guy with a young kid turned
wasn't
around.
Wasn't young. And, he was like in his teens.
Well, but you say teen.
You remember, Bob, originally he was like 23 when Joe first saw
him. I said he was like 17. He was like 14 years old, something like that.
Joe goes,
I mean, kids at 14 years old these days, Bob, have seen things that are as atrocious.
But no, but
that's
I'm playing
true,
devil's
Joe. That's
advocate.
True. The
here,
internet,
though.
The internet, dog. That's
kids
true.
Aren't. I haven't met a 14 year old that's innocent in years.
They're very desensitized, Joe. I agree with that. I agree with that.
I do want to talk about Joe being Santa as well, because there's the thing with him with the little kid as well that we'll get to. But before we even do that, we want to take the time to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime. Is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot hot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Moving right along here. Keep going. Go ahead, Michael.
One last thing about the UFC thing is also to cut to, again, why the Clippers thing is worse, I feel like, because at a baseball game, football game, basketball game, professional sport, I feel like UFC, I don't remember seeing a lot of kids when we went to UFC, Bob.
No,
like even younger people, I don't remember. No. So I feel like in UFC, it is almost like you're, it's like going to an R-rated movie.
And yes.
Pro sports, the major ones, they're PG-13. You got to have some kind of, you got to realize there's going to be more families at a football game, basketball game, hockey game, baseball game. You go to UFC, that's kind of like, I kind of lean towards, it's an R-rated movie. Kids shouldn't really be
Thank
there.
You, Michael.
Very violent. It's Thank late you. At night. I don't know. That's not a place for kids in my
opinion. Yeah, by the way, the fights didn't end till 2 in the morning almost.
What did you think was worse? Honestly asking you, what do you think? Like, if you could take one of those back, whether it be calling a girl a bitch.
He doesn't think either no. is wrong at all.
But no, he doesn't. But he went hand up at the UFC. He did. We all turned to him. So? Well,
I did right away.
He did. He then said she's an 11 minus 1100 favorite, but he did cool it.
She's a pro athlete, Joe. She has a responsibility.
But to say
I'm going to go on the record and I'm going to say I think it was more out of line for me to call her a dumb bitch than to say grab the fucking rebound, you fucking idiot.
I agree.
And you know what? And by the way, Frankenheimer just invited me to go to a Clipper game again this time around.
No. I got
to call. I'm going back to LA.
I
got
to call. Is that true?
He invited me because they're at the new forum now. They got the new stadium.
We got to call. It's tremendous.
We don't need to call him again.
I think we should call Michael.
Yeah, why not? Give him a call.
It's a call-in show today,
ladies and gentlemen. This is a call-in show. This is the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
It is every Tuesday. Because it was one of my favorite moments on the show. Because Cutsy's like, you know, yeah, like a kid in his young 20s. He's like, you know, there's this kid. He's like,
kid was like eight. Yeah.
He was not 8 years old. And by the way, this guy yelling and swearing at me, he literally did what he was accusing me of.
He was lipping you off.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Michael.
No, they don't.
They never have and never will.
They certainly don't.
I don't think Frankenheimer's going to answer on a Saturday morning. Yeah. He's probably at Hillcrest.
Probably. Great course. Great track, D-Man.
We got to play again. I'm looking forward to going back to L.A.
He hit me up when we got Bellinger just to tell me how bad of a trade that is for the Yankees, that they really don't want Bellinger.
He did the same. He group texted us, Bob. Remember? That was a group text.
Where was I in the group chat?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did I respond?
He ripped the trade. No.
Oh,
no, Bob's terrible.
Bob's all right. He runs hot and cold with the texting, but when he's hot, he's hot.
I feel like I've been hot lately.
You've been better of late.
I think so. I appreciate that. I do.
Bob coming in at 2025.
By the way, gifts are out. Christmas gifts are out.
Why are you laughing?
Joey D's got something cooking up, dude. Joey D's got something.
What are you doing?
I think Joey D's got a gift cooking up. Good gift cooking up. Michael sent me a really nice gift. I was really touched. He sent me a jersey, Reggie Jackson signed jersey. Now, Mikey, I didn't tell you. I hate Reggie Jackson.
That's unfortunate.
I didn't know that. He's just a notorious cocky asshole.
Yeah, but he's Mr. October, Bob.
Mr. October.
And to be honest, with the way I hang the jerseys, like it's a cool signed pinstripe. Like,
Reggie Jackson, Bob.
Yeah, it was a really great gift. But
Mr. October hates the most.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring. I knew A-Rod was not going to escape this. I knew he was going to catch a stray.
You should have given him an A-Rod jersey.
Always.
You should give him an A-Rod jersey.
I should. Well, I know for a fact he hates A-Rod. I didn't know he also hated Mr. October. Now,
how do you hate the great?
Next week he's going to tell me he hates Lou Gehrig.
Reggie Jackson is a notorious prick. Like, he is. You're going to see comments down here that I could tell Reggie Jackson stories. He's a notorious.
All people who hate the Yankees. Everyone who hates the Yankees is going to do that.
But in all seriousness, it's going to look so sick on the wall.
Yeah,
that it's such a. I already sent it over for it to get framed. Like, I'm
you
very,
get a frame
very...
job on yours, Joe?
I have to set up an office this year. I got to do it all. But yes, I will set it up. By the way, Mikey got me the Brett Favre, the autograph. That's pretty sick.
With his helmet off running.
Yeah,
the
running and the Super Bowl. Yeah, just a tremendous, tremendous thing. Now, I'm in the process of getting Mikey something, and I think he's going to like it a lot. I just don't know, like, the lead time on how long it'll take to get to him, but I do think...
The time in the world, Joe.
I've got it personalized to a way that I think that you will appreciate.
Personalized?
Wow. I think so.
Do you think so, Bob?
I approved it. He ran by the committee. Yeah,
is that
I think
right?
It's really good.
It's something that I put some thought into. So I don't know. We'll see.
That's good.
I do wish that we would have had the discussion of the Secret Santa, because
next year's the Secret Santa. No, 100%,
we all just gave each other gifts. I still think it was a good turnout.
But next year, if we do the Secret Santa, us three, then we could really. Because then you only got to get one gift. You could really get something real nice. Real nice.
Yeah. You know what I give Jet for Christmas the last three Christmases? I just give him cash.
You don't need it this time around, Bob. He's on a heater.
He is, dude. I know the cash that I'm going to give him this year. Usually it's good. It's nothing compared to what
he's
winning
coming up
right
Jet.
Now.
He just got a new car too, Mikey.
This year, Bob's giving him half a skirt steak. He's going to get
What a dick move, dude. What a total dick. Yeah,
but skirt steak, again, that's not a sharing steak.
I disagreed with him.
Not a sharing steak.
On the call, he said, the server, of course, is going to say, yeah, it's great. If I was a server and someone wanted to order a skirt steak, I would try to upsell them to like a higher end steak. I would be like, for what it is, it's a good steak. But if you're looking for something to share, may I recommend the Delmonico Ribeye?
This is why you were a lofty icon in the business for so long.
Do you think consider yourself an icon in Beverly Hills at that time, Joey D?
Some people would. I don't know if you can consider yourself an icon. I will say this, that I would keep the bar open later than I should. I would do. I would go above and beyond for people. I would try, like, the people that I liked, of course. Like, when Cuzzy would come in, Bob, I would just roll 100%. Out the red carpet. I'd bring up to the Elvis suite, set up dinner up there,
Not the Elvis suite, Joe. Oh, the Elvis suite. I want to hear
the Elvis suite in the Beverly Wilshire. That's just, it's, Bob, that's the one that has the outside. So you go out up on the roof, and they created a glamping tent outside.
That's the suite that I upsold Dan Bilzerian's girlfriend
to
before he got to the hotel on his credit card.
That's the suite that Elvis always stayed at.
Oh, I took an earful. Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble, and I took it on the fucking chin.
By the way,
from who?
Bilzerian
himself.
Bilzerian, yeah.
Yeah, he chewed, and I had a really.
He seems like he could be a little bit of a dickhead. That guy.
You know what?
He seems kind of disappeared into the night now. No,
he did. He did. Joey. I think you're right.
I think he was, showboating everything, and I think that all came to a halt. And now he's nowhere to be seen. So
he. Good riddance. Well, no, but I wasn't going to go there with it. I was going to say, I wasn't going to take it.
No,
there
he's
at all.
Saying some crazy shit, though, lately.
I don't like what he's saying lately.
Yeah, he's been saying some crazy. I'm not going to.
Yeah. I haven't heard about him at all.
That's why. Maybe that's why. He's been
heard him about him at all.
I had a lot of stupid comment, and I thought that he would laugh at it, and it escalated it more. I went up to the room with him to go change rooms after, so I upsold him.
And then you took it back,
right? I had to switch it back. I just switched the room back, and he
said, why?
Because he didn't want to pay for it.
cheap fuck, man. This guy's worth hundreds of millions, isn't he?
But allegedly, Michael.
Allegedly.
Well, what's the Elvis suite cost tonight, Bob? Even if we're talking crazy, a couple grand?
No more. No. It
was 10 grand?
Like 15.
Oh, 15 grand, Mike.
Bill Zarian could afford it, man. This guy's multi-multi.
But I sold it to, he has
a girlfriend. I get it. It was a principal thing for him, I guess.
When he looked at me and he goes, why? He was like, why would you do that? Why would you sell there? And I said, well, I sent the fruit plate up there as well, which he didn't appreciate. And then
$50,000 fruit plate.
Fruit plate was probably all these exotic fruits.
$100
fruit plate. Yeah. Passion fruit, dragon
kiwis.
Fruit. Yeah. Star fruit. All the major fruits that you don't see anywhere except in like movies and in Hawaii.
I told the story of when the prince was staying with us and we needed a bottle of wine from the restaurant. So Cutsy came up. The prince.
Oh yeah.
What prince?
Saudi prince.
The Saudi princes. They would stay with us.
But you just referred to him as
They had Bob as his butler, and they called him Mickey Mouse.
It's true.
They did. I'm not making this up.
Whoa.
Bob was the butler for the week he was making
Bob
cash.
Bob was a butler for a Saudi prince?
He would just be up there just watching them, whatever they needed. And then whenever they asked, like, a food and beverage thing, he would just call me to take care of it.
Correct. Bob, how crazy were those guys? They got to be.
So he had his main butler, and I was just there to help the guy out.
Right.
Scary situations to where there would be his main butler. If he needed something, and if it wasn't coming in time, his main butler would be shaking. It was horrifying. It really was. So the key was, and the butler said, you don't go into the living room. Like, you don't go in there. That's where they all are.
I think I did.
So you hear them all in there, but we're specifically told, do not go into that living room. You don't know what's... Dude, there were... I forgot about this, man. There were things going on in that...
I need to hear what was happening in that living room, man. I need to hear what was happening.
Bro, there were things going on in that living room. And I knew. I had to say that for the whole month, and they called me Mickey Mouse because of my voice, and I was always smiling.
Oh my god,
it was terrible.
What pieces?
Oh no, they were taking care of Bob left, right, and center.
All right. Bob would let you call him fucking Minnie Mouse if you're taking care of him like that.
Mikey, I would have sucked this guy's dick. He was giving me envelopes. There were envelopes
big
coming
in. Envelopes.
Oh, I was making money I was good at it too.
I want to focus back on the living room. I need to know what happened in that living room. Right. I imagine a lot of hard drugs. I would picture they're doing hard drugs.
Everything
cocaine all through the night, I would imagine.
Dude, it was the butler would go to me, hookers. And then I would call whoever in the hotel I needed to call to get whatever they needed, whether it be through the restaurant. I would call Joe.
Okay.
In room like whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So it's scary. He kept do not go in the living room. You don't really pay that much attention. Don't really look at them. Just
this
let
is
them
incredible, by the way.
Go ahead. You never. I forgot.
No,
about this.
This is incredible. Go ahead.
They're spending like 50 grand a night to stay at the hotel. So like whatever they need, you had to make happen. They wanted a bottle of wine that the usual restaurant we would go to didn't have. So I had a feeling Joe could get his hands on this wine. So I called down. And I said, Joe, could you get these two bottles of wine? He said, I got you covered, Bob. No problem. Joe comes up to the room, okay? I open the door. Cutsy barges
They were like deer in the headlights. They couldn't believe I was in there.
No, and I tell you what, they must have been a little thrown off by that, Joe.
Bob was so horrified. He's like, Cutsy, what are you doing? I was like, Bob, they want a bottle of wine. I'm going to sell them a bottle of wine.
So Cutsy blows by the butler, okay? Blows by him.
Pays him no mind.
No mind.
He's looking for the dudes with the garb on. He's looking for the princes. He's looking for the princes.
Right into the living room, the room that they said not to go in.
Yes.
And you hear him go, okay? He interrupts whatever they're doing, goes, all right, gentlemen, would you like the Ferrari of Pinot?
No, that's not what I said. I said, all right, gentlemen, we got a couple of bottles of wine here for you to look at. And then the one butler guy comes sprinting over to me to like get me out of the room. Oh. And Bob's like, you can't go in there. I was like, well, you didn't tell me that.
But you said, so, would you like the Ferrari?
So what they asked is I had two bottles. One was like,
do you remember the bottles, Joe?
The one that was really nice was a bottle of Chateau Lafite Rothschild. It was like a 1982.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a $40,000 bottle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I brought that.
I've never had it, but I know of it, obviously.
And then the other bottle, I don't remember what the other bottle was, but it was like, it was nice. But I remember the one was, so the guy said, well, what's the difference? I'm not going to start going into tannins and stuff.
Are you a trained sommelier, Joe, or no?
I have a level one. I have a level one. So
I have a one sommelier. Okay. Okay. All right.
I do. I'm not making that up, Bob. That's true.
I 100% believe
Bob,
it.
Bob, don't laugh at that.
No.
Don't laugh at that.
Well, the level two is where you get certified. That's where you have to be able to like taste wine and decipher what it is based
go
on.
Go ahead, Joe. It's a great story.
So the guy asked me, Mikey, he says to me, goes, so what's the difference? Right. At that point, I'm like, I could tell the guy the flavor profiles or what. It's not going to make. I got to talk to him in terms of what he understands. I'm like, okay.
Layman's terms.
Yeah. So I said, if you imagine these are two vehicles, all right, this vehicle here is like a G-Wagon. This one here is like a Lamborghini. It's the creme de la creme.
I'm and in the Bob hallway.
Bob's horrified.
Yeah.
He's horrified. Okay.
But they appreciated the analogy.
Did. I'm sure they did.
So they said, we'll take the G-Wagon. And so I sold them the cheaper one, which was still like $5,000. And then the guy hooked me up and I went on my merry way. I opened the bottle for him. And then
what'd you see in that living room, Joe? What was going on in there?
They were watching something on TV. There was a lot of commotion. And as soon as I came in, I don't know what happened.
That's wild.
It
was all dark too. There was no,
you know what this reminds me of? Neither of you are going to know this, but I'm hoping some of the viewers and the listeners would comment on it. This is a direct parallel story of this movie called, oh my God, don't do this to me. Not now. St. Elmo's Fire, 1980s movie with all the Brat Pack people, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, all those characters. There is a scene in that where the lead actress who was, I can't think of her name because I'm blanking out, but she is in a hotel with like 8 Saudi princes. And they're all in the living room and they're all like doing hard drugs and it looks crazy. It's like a big commotion, like big crazy scene. They're staying in a hotel suite and she calls her friend and she's like, you have to get me out of here. I'm up doing cocaine with these Saudi princes for like 3 days. I haven't slept. And like, they're all in the living room with all the garb on. This reminds me so much of that. Like,
it was
from
a
the
wild
movie,
scene, man.
I know a couple people will know that reference and they're going to be like, oh my God, that's
these guys, funny. These guys that would call the nuts. Hotel, Mikey, and it didn't matter who they had or what was going on. They would clear the slate for these guys because they would drop in a week. They would drop the equivalent of what the last 2 months, you know, rates would be for the entire hotel combined.
I can't believe this never came up, man. I was paying the guys that I knew to pay to keep quiet from the tips to not let it get out how much they were tipping me. Sure. And it ended up getting out how much they told whatever they added onto the bill. They pretty much told them how much to make sure that I was taken care of. And then my boss found out how much money that I had made that month.
Oh.
It was a whole thing. And I used to tip the certain guys that I knew just to keep them quiet and to let me stay up there.
Right.
But then like every hour you had to change the hookah. And there were times where it got really stressful. When I would see the butler start to panic, it would make me, because he would be looking at me because I was the one coordinating with the hotel what to bring them up.
Right. So it, Bob was like the middleman.
Yes. Yeah, correct. But God, what a fucking
the Mickey Mouse middleman. Yeah,
they fucking sunned me, dude. They would call me Mickey. It's just terrible.
Yeah, but you know what, Bob? Those envelopes were fat, dog.
Oh, they were great.
Sometime, listen, in the beginning, you got to eat shit. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's the way all jobs work. So
for
that's
sure.
The way we're. I want to see Cutsy's social media profiles in his bio now. I want everything deleted. And I just want level one sommelier in every bio. That's it. So I'm not
making
fun of you. I never knew you were.
No, we don't need it, dude. I hate it because then we lose him for the next 5 minutes while he's searching.
I'll just scroll down. I'm good.
Are we ever going to go for the level two? Maybe. maybe at some point.
I have time now. I could do it, but I've lost everything. My knowledge was really good, Mikey. It's like if you know you speak another language, all of a sudden you don't do it for a long, long, long time. Right. You got to pick it up again. It's not.
No, I bet one of those certificates behind you is a sommelier. Just take one of those.
Thanks, Bob.
serious.
That's so good. That guy, whoever that is, that is
doing well.
He's the level two.
He's doing well. That's the prince. He's the Saudi prince, actually.
I can't believe this story. That story never came up. That may be my favorite story in Brilliantly Dumb Show history.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I forgot about it. Fascinates me.
It's a great story. How funny is it for Joe, though, too, to just blow by? If you would have seen the butler,
they actually loved me.
That's quintessential Joe, though, Bob. Is it not?
Oh, it's 100%.
They really liked me. They took really good care of me. I mean, I was, you know.
I have a picture of Joe in the suite waiting for them like to sign the bill, and he has like the thing. All right, let's head on over to our buy or sell. Twitter recently, so I'll start. Sell, not because I don't like it. I do like it. I think it's the worst bang for your buck food item on every single menu. Had it with Jet last night. By the way, who do you think paid for the bill on the night with Jet?
You should be picking that tab up. Well,
I'm very
you're a good man,
but
I mean, I know you picked the tab up. Like, correct. There's not.
Bob is good about that stuff, though.
He 100% is. 100% is. No question about it.
But you would think Jet might say because of what took place.
No, I honestly wouldn't. Yeah. Honestly wouldn't. I think Jet, when it comes to you, Bob, I think he feels like he's been through the war. I think he feels like he's like an escaped POW. And like now he's finally got a look. So I think he's ready for you to pick up the tabs moving forward indefinitely.
Wow, good for Jet. What about
Good for
what
Jet.
If the hot streak continues, though, Mike.
Yes. Oh well, that's 100%. We need that. I want Jet to win, man. The guy loves gambling. Like I want him to win.
It's in his bones.
I know I started my buy or sell, but let me just rip this real quick just to let the folks know that the Brilliant Dumb Show is also brought to you by
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I am going to go with a sell here. Again, I put it on social media. A lot of people agreed with me. Just bang for your buck. It's great. It's really good. I'm selling the shrimp cocktail in the sense of
I love shrimp cocktail, but I get where you're going. Go on.
Yeah, like there's so many places. Some places are good about it, and they give you enough shrimp cocktail, like big jumbo shrimp. More times than not, it's like four shrimp that are small. And then it, price-wise, it's like $22. No, Mikey, 22.
It's an expensive appetizer because it's raw fish, so it's going to be expensive. But the fact is like the max you're getting is like I maybe have seen a couple cocktails where they give you six, but I think six is like the ceiling.
Six is like the most.
Usually five. Five is like normal, I think, what you see.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot, or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
But I'll say this. If you go to a place where you know you're getting the big old boys, where they list like the size of the shrimp, like it's a U8, they call it, or a U10.
Yeah, yes. U10.
So those.
That's a big boy.
If you know you're getting those, then I'm all for ordering it. But I get what you're saying. It's almost like you're just doing it because you want to have a shrimp cocktail. You just want it, but it does nothing for you whatsoever.
None. It's... that what we waited for, D?
The sommelier.
I thought
well,
it was
no,
gonna
it's
be...
my certificate, dude.
Okay, all right.
That's my level one right there, dude.
All right.
Certified.
All right, we got it.
It's beautiful.
All right, put it away.
Pass the Court of Master Sommelier. The introduction to the course examination, Court of Master Sommelier. That's the introductory course. That's a level one.
Okay, level one confirmed. Wait,
because otherwise everybody would question it and say he doesn't have it. As if I would make that up.
What's the U10 you guys were talking about? What
those are special jumbo shrimp.
It's like it has to do with like the ounces per shrimp, yes, or something like that.
So how do you know? Can you ask?
It'll have it.
I mean, you could, but I wouldn't at like a place that like isn't. Like at a top end place, I would think, like at a Joe's Stone Crab or something
they
like
have
that.
To,
like they'll,
they have,
they'll know.
They can't put that on there unless they are. It's like labeling your beef Wagyu and it isn't. Like, so if you don't see it, then you're not going to. They only will see it if it's there. And you know, it's like the high, like it's a high end level of shrimp. But Bob, to your point, I would rather have a shrimp cocktail than oysters.
Well, oysters is
I
another
would too,
one,
Joe.
Oysters I think oysters are even more preposterous of what you pay for like the oysters, especially now if you're doing oysters Rockefeller, I could see a little bit more value, but like just the straight up shucked oysters.
Oysters have like a big cult behind them.
They
oyster
do.
People, oyster people are very, very culty.
And caviar.
Yes.
It's a community.
And caviar.
I don't know too much about the caviar community, but I do know the oyster community comes out very strong. They defend oysters very much. And God forbid you said you don't like an oyster.
No.
On the shrimp cocktail, though, big key. The cocktail sauce, heavy horseradish, very horseradish forward. I want a lot of horseradish.
Well, luckily, so we'll bring the horseradish on the side, Mikey, so you can add as much as you want.
And by the way, I don't want this to be taken that I don't like shrimp cocktail, because I do.
I know, I get the take.
Thank you. And Joe, you're right about the oysters, too. The only thing I will give oysters is at least it's fun. It's fun in the sense of, like, you know, you dress it and people get involved. It could be fun still. Terrible bang for your buck. And I do fear the oyster community as well.
Yeah.
You know who loves a good oyster?
Bunch of the oyster community.
The one and only Back Nine Chuck loves a good oyster.
Does he? Yeah.
The
champagne and oyster guy.
champagne.
D, let me get new. New.
No. He'd always go and be like, Chucky, so like, are you telling me that this isn't good? He'd be like, no. And he'd be like so like emphatic about it, and like it was Bob always
spot on. That's spot on. Yeah,
he's gonna love that. By the way, we're gonna get a message like this week. C-cuts.
He's the best. Yeah,
we're taking it. Really... We're taking investors and have a day now. We're at that stage in the drink, and boy, we rang Chucky real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a potential couple friends of the pods coming on board. Looking at you, Ken Rockington. If you're looking at this, we want him in 2-6. So looking at you, Mr. Rockington. All right, let's head over to Mikey V, buy or sell.
Yeah, I'm buying this week, Bob. I'm buying it. I'm buying it big time. If you have not taken the time to watch the Rodgers documentary on Netflix.
Oh, is it good? It
needs to be put at the top of your viewing list. It
wow.
is. It is so good that I'm only, there's 3 episodes. I got through the first 2. The second one is like, if you want to just watch him do ayahuasca and that's that episode. So that's the episode you want to watch. But overall, just like it's incredible to really see his background and like all the shit. Like, listen, there's nobody on the planet who disliked this guy more than I did. Nobody. I despised him when he played for the Packers, mostly because he just slaughtered the Bears every time he played them. But I gotta say, like, listening to his story, and then I hopped on the bandwagon of, you know, why he hates his family and this thing. You really got to watch this and see, like, how he was brought up, what kind of family he was brought up in, kind of how, like, weird they were, his brother going on the Bachelor show or whatever fucking show he went on. You know, and when he comes back to the Jets, like, a week after he tears his Achilles and the shit he says to his teammates, I'm just not buying, like, people calling him out to be, like, this, like, no-show leader, not a leader, scumbag. And I tell you, Bob, like, you know, they say, you meet a person, you get the best first impression of them in the first 10 minutes.
You really one meeting for Mikey to turn his tide.
Yeah, and I'm going to be
I'm Italian. Shake of the hand, and it was all forgiven.
No. But Joe, my point is like a guy like him at his level of celebrity and status, which he could have easily shook my hand and it could have been a high-buy situation. He talked to me and Bob for at least 20 minutes, half hour.
He took pictures with Bob, you. He seemed amazing.
He was bullshitting for at least a half hour.
It was great. You know what was the worst, the longest 10 minutes of all time?
No.
We committed to saying hello to Rodgers, like talking. Yeah. Yeah. But some guy was just talking his ear off. And we knew we were going to get in and we were going to get out. Like, we had the plan all there. And then we're just standing there and, like, you're in that kind of no man's zone with it. But
that's the perfect place, though, to meet these guys, because I told Bob the other day, like, it's like a VIP only area. So it's not like they're getting
he's not gonna get mobbed. Yeah,
he's not getting massacred by people. So they have time for you to approach them. And then they're looking at you like, who are these guys who are also in this area? They must be somebody. So they're gonna give you the time of day. And then on top of that, if you go up like Bob did to Judge and say, I'm a big fan, like, there's not a world where they're going to be a dick to you. They're going to just be like, oh, you know. So that to me is like one of the most ideal spots to meet these guys.
I agree.
This UFC.
It's like a comfortable, it's got to be a more comfortable setting for them, like a safer feeling setting for them. But to the point of the doc again, like, I just think it gives a background and a perspective that you haven't had with him yet, unless you've seen this. So it's only 3 episodes, an hour each. I think it's terrific. The second episode alone just is so wildly entertaining to watch him go on this fucking ayahuasca fucking thing in Costa Rica. It's unreal. It's unreal. You have to watch it. It is a must watch on Netflix. It's called Aaron Rodgers Enigma, I think.
Looks good.
Mikey actually said that Aaron Rodgers, he thinks, is a genius. He texted me and said,
oh my God, bro.
You really think so?
Really?
Dude, wait. You got to watch the documentary, but like, he rattles off. He used to play like this dice game when he was a kid, like to keep, like, it was like a baseball stat dice game. This guy knows percentages, division, square roots. Like, he's brilliant. This guy is like, he makes me, I'm watching, I texted Bob, I'm like, I'm not a stupid guy. I feel stupid listening to him talk, like, because he's so fucking astronomically brilliant. He's different, bro. He's a different caliber of smart.
I will definitely give that a watch. Also, Mikey, we kept saying, seeing you come up to what would have been you coming up to Judge in that back room.
Yeah, it would have been a good pick. Would have been a good pick.
He would have definitely gone. He would have called with a tall joke. It would have been a guaranteed can't miss tall joke. And he knows it's going to hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Prez, if he wants to get somebody to laugh, he'll make a fat joke about himself. And he has a 99.9. He doesn't miss. All right, Joey D, buy or sell.
I'm going to sell something. I'm going to take some slack for this, but I gotta be honest. I think it's ridiculous in this day and age that they're still doing this. These airlines now, I went on a plane the other day that must have been from like the 90s. I'm not even joking. It was, now we were flying, I have to preface this, I don't want to state this because people are going to be like, oh, you're saying you flew first class. But it is part of the problem is that when you're flying first class and you're paying the astronomical prices that it costs to fly home for the holidays, I'm expecting a certain level of like, you know, the plane to be half decent. Mikey, these planes, this plane was so old, it still had the old TV with the strip where you take your credit card and you swipe down the credit card to order a movie. The thing was absolutely, it was like, I couldn't believe that they were still flying. Bob, remember the flight when we
flew? Was there an ashtray? That's when you know you're on an old plane when you have the ashtray.
I don't remember if there was an ashtray, but Bob, remember the flight when we went to Scotland? How old and shitty that plane was? This thing might have been worse. It was horrific, and it was horrifying flying in this thing to make me think to the point, like, you know, these airlines are making so much money. You don't think that they could just discontinue one of these old planes? Like, I don't understand.
I think the airline industry in general is the biggest.
They're ripping us off, Mikey.
The biggest ripoff. I think that these people get away with murder.
You wouldn't do that in any other
I think
industry.
They get away with
everything.
It would
everything.
Be like, I really
it'd be like paying for a room in a hotel over the holidays, and then the room is outdated as hell. You would never get away with that.
I get catching like a lemon every once in a while, but I just think in general, airlines,
they're
I don't
away
give a fuck
with
about
bloody
the plane.
Murder, man.
Did you see the thing like that they... There was this thing.
And I was delayed 4 hours, by the way, too.
I don't know if it was Spirit or what airline just got like called in like a congressional hearing.
Spirit went out of business.
Somebody, one of the airlines was on a congressional hearing, and like this guy was drilling these airline CEOs.
Yeah.
Drilling them.
It was Spirit, I think.
He's like, you tell me that an employee that could get a person to have to check their bag gets a $10 stipend every single time they do it. So the employee gets paid by the airline $10 every single time they
inconvenience
a carry-on bag to a check bag.
That was bad. That
How
was
fucking
really...
insane is that, bro?
I'm telling you, dude.
These
and I'm
airlines
not...
are getting away with murder, Bob.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, that they're the prices of flight now. I know fuel prices are increasing.
Oh,
I'm not oblivious to that. But I'm just saying that it's just like any other industry that you're in, if you paid the amount that you're paying and you got, now the service was great. Like the stewardess, the flight attendants were lovely, but the plane was just trash. It was like the first plane we flew on was like a newer plane. It was really nice. And then the second one, which was the longer flight, was just awful. And I was just like, I don't know how they can still do this with the amount of money they're making to like upgrade their fleet.
Dude, my boss was trying to book a trip with his family of four to Florida in March over spring break. So I was like, well, spring break. He told me the price for coach,
it's
four people, $5,000 round trip. Grand spring break week. $5,000, bro.
I'm telling you, man, they're getting away with bloody murder.
No, Joe, what are you selling? You're selling old planes?
I'm just selling the airlines in general in their inability for them to figure it out and like and pay for what they're charging. I think we're getting ripped off. The old plane is just one factor. By the way, Mikey, the flight was delayed 4 hours.
I said it's got to, at this point, Bob, what do you think the delay, if you had to put like a percentage that your flight odds that it's going to get delayed?
67%.
I'd say it's a 50-50.
I would say 50-50 now. It's
a coin flip.
And we sat in the plane 2 hours before it took off. We were just sitting there.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
You know the one that gets people the most frustrated, and like, I get it, but at the same time, regardless, people get so frustrated, is when they're waiting for like a pilot, because there's like these airline restrictions where they can only fly certain, so they have to wait for like a crew to come in.
It happened to us, Bob.
Yeah, whenever they say that, people just fucking go off.
The one stewardess was nowhere to be found. She had like slept through her alarm, and we're all just sitting there for an hour and a half waiting for her to show up to work.
I always just let the people like I always let the people complain. Like, I'll never be the guy that goes to the desk to complain, because to me, like, what are you gonna do?
Right? Yeah. Is your complaint gonna be the one that pushes it over the edge?
Correct. No, but I like to throw in like when everybody's like mumbling it up. So I'll be like, I like to throw in, this is ridiculous, you know, just to keep amping up the rest of the
fire up all.
Oh yeah, it just adds fuel to the fire, and everybody else loses their minds.
Let's head on into our top five. This week's top five is going to be top five sports upsets, the biggest upsets, the top upsets, what you want, whatever you want to say in sports history. Joey D took it home last week. Sure I was did. Second. Mikey V third.
Massive win too, right? He blew us out, I think.
Yeah, and you know what? I think we all kind of knew that was coming.
I think we said it at the end that he had the best one.
I'm looking at mine now. Joey D, where would you like to go? This is an interesting one.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to go first.
I know what he's going first, by the way.
Okay, I'm going to go.
I would put a wager on it.
I'm going to go second.
All right.
So Mikey, go ahead, Joe. You go third.
Second.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to go Miracle on Ice. Yeah, man. I mean, U.S. men's Olympic team. I mean, it brought the country together. It was U.S. beating Russia, the Soviet Union. The movie's tremendous. What happened was tremendous. Just truly, you know, an underdog story for all time. I got to go with the U.S. men's Olympic team beating the Soviet Union in 1980 for my first pick.
That's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love
that.
Yeah,
Bob
movie,
loves
dude.
That movie.
It's amazing.
Bob loves that movie.
All right, I'm going to go with Mike. I'm going to go with Buster Douglas over Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Imagine watching that fight.
I'm going to go the Red Sox 2004, down four games to the Yankees, the comeback.
Wow.
Red Sox in 04. And then I'm going to take, I'm going to take the Giants' first Super Bowl win over the Patriots, undefeated Patriots.
2008?
Yeah, 2008, the Tyree helmet catch, Giants over Patriots, Super Bowl 2008.
Okay, I am going to go with so give me the Patriots coming back on the Falcons.
Oh yeah, 28-3, Pats.
Mm-hmm.
But some would say going into the game they were not underdogs. I guess during the game script they became
28-3 though is
the
craziest
comeback. Greatest comeback for sure. Well,
all right. I'm gonna go here.
You had two in a row, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Leicester City winning the Premier League.
That's a great one. Great.
I mean, just no one in their mind could have ever, you know, foreseen that. And then I'll go with another Patriots. I'll go with the 2001 Patriots beating the greatest show on turf, beating the Rams. And Brady coming in mid game to win as a rookie. I'll take that as my come around.
I was hoping this one would fall to me. Give me Tiger Woods winning the 2019 Masters.
It's a good one. Very good one.
All right. I'm going to take, I'm going to go a little old school now. I'm going to take NC State over Houston, 1983. Yeah. That's the Jimmy Valvano team, NC State, Lorenzo Charles, the buzzer beater dunk.
That 30 for 30 is one of my Survive in Advance.
Oh, so good.
So good.
I'm going to take Appalachian State over Michigan in the Big House in 2007. That was,
you must have loved that.
Oh yeah. It was tremendous. Those are the good old days.
Okay, give me 2018 Nick Foles Eagles over the Patriots.
Okay.
A lot of Patriots involved in here.
Yeah. Hell of a dynasty, D-Man.
Sure was.
I'll go Texas Longhorns national title win over USC, team that had not lost a game in 2 years, and Vince Young took them to win the national championship. By the way, might be the greatest game of all time.
Yeah. It's if it's not the best game, it's certainly 1A or 1B.
You know what's funny? Texas was actually really good, but it's an
awesome
upset.
But USC
it's
was
an upset because USC was that good
and lost in 2 years. Reggie Bush, 2 years, Lendale White,
Linehart,
Matt Leinart. Yep, they were tremendous. Brian Cushing, they were a great team. Great
well,
team.
That was Pete Carroll. No,
is it me now, D, or do you have another one?
No, he's got another one.
Oh, I got another one?
This is your last one, John.
Oh, it's my last one. Okay. I'll go with Greece winning the 2004 Euro
Cup.
That's
a good one, too. That's a good one, too.
I mean, that came out of nowhere.
That's right. And that's right, it did.
I'm going to go with this is a wild card, but it really was one of the craziest upsets I've ever seen.
Good.
Ronda Rousey was minus 1,300 favorites. I'm Holly Holm. Holly Holm beating Ronda Rousey.
Or Holly Houston. As some
all
of us
right,
call.
Well, we stop with that. Well, we stop with that.
Yo, how did we not pick up on that?
All right, now just keep it
big
moving.
Big ol' Hooters.
Mikey, can you just reference where that's coming from?
So we had talked, we were talking about UFC in the episode. It was the episode while I was in Chicago, I think. And we were talking UFC for whatever reason. And we brought up the Ronda Rousey fight for, again, for whatever reason.
I got the
and
name.
It was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, Holly Houston. And Holly Houston, if you don't know, is a world famous adult film star. Very large.
It was a very
testicles.
Easy mistake.
Yes, no, I mean, but, I mean, if you know that name, D-Man, it means that you're surfing the web.
Oh, easy ever, yeah.
Yo, there's no shame in that.
I'm going to tell you, things pop up from time to time, Mike.
Oh, they pop up. I bet they do pop up. You see a little double mountains from Holly Houston.
That's
little
so
pop
good.
Up. No, that's fine.
By the way,
that's
you know,
cold.
You know, big mistake I made last week. I got buried in the comments and they were so right.
What?
We mentioned billionaires and they said Mark Cuban. I'm like, yeah, but he went very political. Meanwhile,
oh, God, the most
said,
political people.
Yeah, we had just said Trump.
Like
Elon Trump.
Musk.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah. No, hand up there.
Bob, you're up.
So are
last
you taking
pick.
A Ronda Rousey?
I took it.
I'm
done.
Sorry, Bob took
I'm done.
Yeah, Bob's done. Holly Holmes.
Hmm.
And then, you know, it's between these two for me. It's either Fairleigh Dickinson as the sixth.
I had that on my list,
Purdue, or do you remember the Fiesta Bowl, Boise State, when they beat
the Hulk and Ladder and the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah,
they had no business being on the same
I'm going to go
Oklahoma.
With the Boise State over Oklahoma because I think that that game was just such a – everyone remembers that game. I mean, the upset, the Fairleigh Dickinson over Purdue was massive, but Boise State over Oklahoma, that was something else. So I'll stick with that one.
I think okay. I have no chance this week with two soccer references. I'm not going to even
– I disagree. I think you're – well, I don't know. I think yours is a very good overall sports. I think it's
yeah,
good.
But
well
I think
rounded.
Our listeners are not very – very
it
invested in soccer.
There's a lot
I mean,
of soccer guys. We
I wish
soccer
I took
guys.
The Texas USC one's good. I wish I took that one.
Yeah. All right, Joe. Miracle on Ice. Leicester City winning the Champions
Premier.
League.
Premier League.
Premier League. What did I
Which
say?
Is even you said Champions League.
Oh, Champions. No. English
Premier,
Premier
League's
League.
Even crazier because it's a longer season.
Yes. So Leicester City winning the EPL. The first Patriot Super Bowl with Brady when Brady came in for Bledsoe earlier in the year. Texas, USC, that was the 04 or 05 Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Greece winning the 04 Euros. Bob's got Buster Douglas beating Mike Tyson. Patriot comeback on the Falcons in the Super Bowl 28-3. Tiger Masters 2019. Eagles over the Patriots in the 2017 Super Bowl, I believe that was. Holly Holmes beating Ronda Rousey is like a plus 1,000 dog, whatever she was. I have Red Sox coming back down from 03 against the Yankees in 04 in the ALCS. Giants, Patriots, the first version when the Patriots were undefeated. NC State, 1983 national championship with Jimmy Valvano. App State over Michigan in 07 in the Big House. And Boise State, Oklahoma over Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl in 2007.
You know what's another good one they didn't get mentioned, even though they didn't win it all? George Mason, like over UConn to get to the Final Four was insane.
The Jet, how about your Jets Super Bowl? That Jets Super Bowl was a massive upset over the Colts with Joe Namath. That was a massive upset at the time. The Colts were the bell of the
ball. I had also the Christian Laettner Duke win over UNLV was, I think UNLV had won 45 or 44.
Yeah, it's tough to like call an upset when it's like a blue blood program winning. You know what I mean? Because it's like how big, but that's an iconic.
The other one too was the year that the Warriors beat the Mavericks. The Mavericks were like the number one seed ever. Okay. And I was going to do another hockey one was the Panthers beating the Bruins.
The Bruins
were up
3-1.
Number one best season in NHL history. They had like 65 wins and 135 points. They set the record for both and then lost in six games after being up 3-1.
3-1, yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Or they lost in seven games. I think, yeah, 3-1, they lost to the Panthers. It was crazy.
Good stuff, man. Good. I already know the title is going to be something about that Joey D story, like the greatest Joey D story of all time.
Got to be the Saudi princess. Just
has yeah, because
how crazy. I forgot that story.
Bob. It's one of the greatest. Well, because when I was going back and I was looking at Katsuya Asan and the Four Seasons, I was just in that Four Seasons content and just some of the greatest shit happened there that people forget or that I forget that even took place. But that story was one of the funniest things I had ever seen. I couldn't believe that he just blew through that.
Mickey Mouse and Cutsy taking care of the prince of Saudi.
I think that's my personal favorite story that I've ever heard.
By the way, there's not a more degrading, demeaning nickname than people calling you Mickey Mouse. Yeah. Like, that sucks.
But they loved you, Bob.
They did. They really. I know they definitely did. We had a good thing going. But they would just look
like
at me and giggle.
Do you think they would like save your life though if they had to?
No.
Okay.
No,
all right. So we want
to
make sure.
But they liked them like they to the point.
Well,
where
we
were
just said that they loved them. I mean,
they loved them, but they loved them as like a person that they had recently met, not someone. I mean, these guys aren't attached to much.
By the way, I made a great hookah. I really did. I got the hang of it to where I yeah, but to see that butler shaking when he'd be looking at me and he'd be shaking like, where is it? Horrifying.
Tell you what, I wish you planted a Ring camera in that living room.
Oh,
I'd love to know what was going on.
Send you the picture of Joe waiting for them to sign the check.
That I would love to see.
I have a tray with four bottles of wine on it.
Yeah. All right.
You still have that?
Even back then, I was thinking content first. I could have got shot in the head if they saw me taking a picture in that room.
Good content.
Good content. All right. That does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Great stuff. Merry Christmas from the fellows of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Great year. Didn't miss one episode all year.
Wow.
Show keep climbing.
Is this it? Is this the last episode of 2024?
No.
No, not 2024. But until Christmas, we won't see each other.
Oh, no, yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. I thought maybe this was the last episode of the year. Certainly.
No,
one more.
We have one before.
One more. Okay, we got one more. We got
really, really good episode. Episode. Go Nittany Lions.
Happy holidays, folks.
Happy holidays. We love you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as chili lime twist on a classic is a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.